This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Steve, I'm glad you saw this. Last night was the second presidential debate. It took place in Philadelphia, this time, of course, between Vice President Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. So let's go over some of the highlights from the debate. I mean, they were all highlights, but what were some of your favorite moments?
I love the moment where you see how ridiculous he can be. The immigrants eating the pets in Springfield.
Yes.
And I mean, yes. Man, he was trying to make that a real point. And they're eating the cats and the dogs. Now,
what?
Vance came on afterwards, his vice president, and admitted it was a rumor. And it was just cats. Donald added the dog.
Lying again. There he goes again.
That dude is there. And then I love how she baited him into the, and your crowds are small and people are leaving early. Oh, that was it for him. It turned, after that, he lost his cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was Donald Trump after that. He didn't care about nothing. You know, and my rallies are large. They're huge. There's just so many people. And nobody leaves. Nobody leaves. Nobody, you know, he just went. And he came back to that point two or three times after she said it. And then the other thing I noticed, he never answered the question.
Right.
None
ever.
Of,
none right.
Of, ever. The, right.
I was just sitting here going, wow, man. And like, and they got mad on Fox because they were saying it was one-sided. They were badgering him. They were badgering him to remember what the question was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And answer the question. Especially when they said it's a simple yes or no.
Yeah. But you call that badgering, though? Really?
Well, that's what Fox did. You got to watch now. That's why I watch both sides.
Right. Yeah. Right. That wasn't
badgering. And that's what they called it. But it was a clear example of somebody finally, of all the debates Donald Trump has been in, somebody beat him. Mm-hmm. And beat
hands down.
And I mean, she was real authoritative in that thing.
Yes,
she never
was.
Looked weak for a moment. He looked confused. Mm-hmm. He looked self-centered. He appeared to be narcissist. He didn't care nothing about the issues. You know, when he talked about the economy was his best thing that he can talk about what has happened with the Biden administration, but he couldn't stay the course. He just couldn't.
Right. Mm-mm. Right. Mm-mm. But like she said, they left him with, he left them with a mess.
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. This debate was to affect the undecided voter. And to give stability to the Harris supporters. The Donald, the Trumpster, the real Trumpster, don't give a damn what he did.
No.
Convicted felon.
Yeah.
Assault.
Overthrow the government. Insurrection.
Man, the stuff he said about those people in the insurrection. Those people were there, and they were good people. The people, they shot Ashley. So he should have never shot her. Whoa. You forgot about the police officers that died, that got injured?
Yes.
In the line of duty.
Uh-huh. trying to protect the Capitol.
This was clearly for the undecided voter, and the polls that came out afterwards show that. Like they said, do you have, how many of you all approved of Kamala Harris, her supporters? And 88% of her supporters approved of her performance. 78% of his supporters approved. That's a wide gap in a margin. And that's a lot of people who were your supporters. That gap, that's 25% of the people. And that was telling. And I think will affect the undecided voter. When they're talking about all immigrants, all people are criminals, racists, savages. Ain't nobody checking them on that. But when you talk about somebody, you know, they eat dogs, they eat cats. What? But see, this is what I don't like about our party. We tippy-toe around them. They stepping on eyes.
Right, right.
So they get to say what they want to say, but we got to be politically correct. I'm telling you right now, the Trumpster, that low-educated one, is going to stay right where they at. And then the rich boys are going to stay right where they at. Because they only care that when Donald Trump get in there, they going to get some more of their money back with some tax cuts. That's it.
Yeah.
I like that she didn't tippy-toe last night, though. She did not tippy-toe at all.
Yeah.
And her ads, her campaign ads aren't tippy-toeing either.
No, they're not.
For him.
No, yeah. Like it's money well spent, her yes. ads. See, well, what about Donald Trump's vocabulary?
That's what I like about him most, though. That's what I do like about his vocabulary. Because anytime I can say I got the same vocabulary as the president of the United States and former president, it makes me feel good. But he need to be shamed, though. His ass need to be shamed.
Very, very.
This dude is damn near almost ignorant.
All right.
Well, it's just big. It's just big. It's huge.
It's huge.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.